Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, this afternoon should be sunny with a high temperature of 84 degrees. Tonight clear with a low around 61. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 85. The chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, we continue to look at the candidates and issues for the upcoming state primary elections coming up on Tuesday, August 9th. Today we have the two major Republican contenders for Wisconsin governor. After the defeat by two-term Governor Scott Walker by current Democratic Governor Tony Evers in the 2018 general election, no single Republican has taken the lead of their party. With a majority in both the state Senate and Assembly, the Republicans have had the voting power to dictate lawmaking decisions despite some vetoes of legislative bills by Evers. Speaker Robin Voss has led a heavily conservative-influenced state government. Ballotpedia provides the following overview of the Republican candidates. Adam Fischer, Rebecca Clefish, Tim Michaels, and Tim Rathen are running in the Republican primary election for governor. Clefish and Michaels have received the most media attention and endorsements. Clefish served as lieutenant governor under Governor Walker from 2011 to 2019. Before that, she worked as a journalist in the Milwaukee area and started a marketing company. She has focused her campaign on her experience in office during the Walker administration and said she would re-implement several policies discontinued under Governor Evers. Walker, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, 58 members of the state legislature, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders endorsed Clefish. Michaels co-owns a construction company and served in the United States Army for 12 years. Michaels has campaigned as a political outsider and said he would drain the Madison swamp. Former President Donald Trump and former Governor Tommy Thompson endorsed Michaels. In a statement of support, Trump said, quote, Wisconsin needs a governor who will stop inflation, uphold the rule of law, strengthen our borders, and end the well-documented fraud in our elections. Tim Michaels is the best candidate to deliver meaningful solutions to these problems, and he will produce jobs like no one else can even imagine, Trump said. Former candidate Kevin Nicholson suspended his campaign on July 5th and said he would not endorse another candidate. Although he is no longer actively campaigning, his name will still appear on the primary ballot. Before suspending his campaign, Nicholson polled at about 10% support. Again, this information comes in part from Ballotpedia Online. In an early July poll, Michaels is virtually tied with Clefish in the Republican primary race for governor. The Marquette University Law School poll marked the first time the survey asked about Michaels, who entered the governor's race in April, and it comes just weeks after he got the Donald Trump endorsement. 27% of those planning to vote in the GOP primary said they would support Michaels. Clefish, who declared her candidacy in September 2021, was the first Republican to announce a bid to challenge Evers in November. Of the GOP likely voters surveyed, 26% said they would vote for her. That according to a report from Wisconsin Public Radio. Tomorrow, we will continue our look at these Republican candidates for governor. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.